This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV for 2 hours today. Taking over the Pags Hour just for today only. Joe Pags on vacation will return tomorrow in the same time slot as always. Right here at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific. Wayne Allyn Root filling in Joe's very impressive shoes today. And then right into the next hour where I've got my usual Newsmax Hour. All of you who watch Joe Pags every day, maybe some of you have never stayed on after Joe Pags is over. Wayne Root is my name, and I'm on the following hour. My show is called War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. That's my national radio show, although that third hour, which is my Newsmax Power Hour on Newsmax every night, 5 nights a week, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. I call it Root Reaction, the Aftermath, to give it kind of a differentiation between my national radio show and that last hour, which is on national TV, 50 million homes. Very proud to be here on Newsmax. So stay tuned always for Wayne Root following Joe Pags. And I'm guest hosting today for Joe, back-to-back with my own show. Joe will be back tomorrow at his regular time slot. Good a fan and friend of Joe Pags. Long before we both got to Newsmax, I've known Joe and been friends with Joe and been on Joe's show. Flew to San Antonio, was on Joe's show live in his San Antonio radio studios a couple years back. Joe's a great guy. So Joe will be back in the usual time tomorrow. I am Wayne Root, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world except the USA. All right, the call the number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. We'll take calls for 2 hours now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Some of the biggest news stories in America. First of all, the Fed raises its 2018 outlook for the U.S. economy, the GDP, from 2.7% for the year to 2.8% for the year. Great job, Donald Trump. The Fed hikes interest rates. Now, some would see that as a bad thing. Do you know why they're hiking interest rates? Very simple reason. Because the economy is booming. Because Donald Trump did a great job. That's every time interest rates go up. It's because the economy is doing well. The Fed's trying to put the brakes so it doesn't go too well. It doesn't go up too much or you'd have massive runaway inflation. So the Fed raises interest rates. That's the proof you've got a good economy. So all the liberals out there who constantly lie or they're delusional, they live in some sort of delusional dream world, and they just cannot admit that the economy's fantastic, that it was horrible under Obama and it's great under Trump. Here's your proof. One time in 8 years, the Fed raised their interest rates. One time in 8 years for Obama, they couldn't ever raise it. They raised it a quarter a point once. They've now raised it 5 times in 2017 and 18 under Donald Trump. And guess what? They project twice more this year. So by the time the year's up, they'll have raised interest rates 7 times in 2 years for Trump, 1 time in 8 years for Obama. That's the proof that Trump's created a winning economy and Obama had a losing economy. So in your face, liberal morons, you're ignorant and you're fools. Another proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump created a great economy and Obama had a miserable economy. And that is that Obama had the most people on food stamps in the history of the world, history of America and the history of the world. 1 in 5 households under Obama were on food stamps, 20% of U.S. households. That means even more people were on it, right? 1 in 5 households, but over 40 million people were on food stamps. And the reason why is because Obama wanted everybody on food stamps. How do I know? The Obama administration paid recruiters to sign up people on food stamps. And at the same time, the Obama administration pursued a partnership with the Mexican government. Can you imagine partnering with the Mexican government to raise awareness that Mexicans illegally living in the United States are eligible for food stamps? He put ads in Mexico in Spanish to let them know you could get food stamps. And now, under President Trump, U.S. households on food stamps dropped below 20 million, the lowest in 8 years. So there's the proof the economy's recovering, and there's the proof the economy was a piece of garbage, a piece of poop. Under Barack Obama, everybody was on food stamps. Now we're getting less people on food stamps. But the reason everybody was on food stamps, Obama wanted them on food stamps. He advertised for them. He recruited them. Why did he do that? Because the more people that are dependent on government to survive, see government is good, vote Democrat. How about this one? President Trump's plan to bring down prescription drug costs is the most comprehensive of any president in history. Obama never did anything to bring down drug costs. As a matter of fact, Obama so desperately wanted to pass Obamacare, and he knew that under Bill Clinton, the attempt to nationalize health care failed. Under Bill and Hillary Clinton, she was really the one who spearheaded it, and it failed. You know why it failed? Because the drug company spent millions in TV ads to fight it. So Obama said, let me figure this out now. If I could stop the drug companies from spending hundreds of millions in ads to fight Obamacare, how would I do that? I would get the drug companies on my side. How could I do that? I could let them gouge the American consumer. I could let them charge whatever they want to the American consumer in return for supporting Obamacare. And that's the deal that Obama cut. Very few people realize that. Obama got the support for Obamacare from drug companies, and in return, he let them charge whatever they wanted, and he kept it illegal for Americans to buy drugs out of the country. Trump's trying to make it illegal for Americans to buy drugs out of the country. Great job, Donald Trump. I also keep trying to tell Republican never-Trumpers that you're all idiots, and you will lose your elections if you do not support Donald Trump. He's a great president, maybe the greatest modern president in history, and I think on his way to becoming the greatest president in history ever, period. Certainly the greatest conservative president in history. And so Mark Sanford, you know, I was a big libertarian, right? You're talking to the guy who was the libertarian vice presidential nominee on the presidential ticket in 2008. I was the king of libertarians, and I was supposed to be the presidential candidate in the future. And I left the Libertarian Party because they believe in open borders. I mean, it's crazy. They want less taxes, and they want smaller government and less regulations, but they believe in open borders, letting every illegal into the country legally. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's absurd. So I got away. I ran away from the Libertarian Party. I couldn't take them. And along comes Mark Sanford. He brags he's a big libertarian. And just like the libertarians, he doesn't even know when a libertarian candidate's in front of him. Donald Trump, while not being a libertarian, is certainly much more libertarian than any Republican candidate in history and much more libertarian than any Democrat in history. And he's bringing the country in a libertarian direction by cutting taxes and cutting regulations and trying to kill Obamacare. And how about fighting wars all over the world? He's not for it. He doesn't want wars all over the world. He may have just made peace with North Korea, which would produce a giant peace dividend. Right? And he wants to withdraw our troops from Korea. My God, those are the goals of the Libertarian Party. And they're so blind, deaf, and dumb, and they enjoy reveling and losing. Libertarians do not like winning. They are losers. They call them losertarians. They like losing. Something about them, they want to be an underdog their whole lives. They never want to win. They like to be on the outside complaining and bitching and moaning. They don't want to win. I saw it with my own eyes. And so when they see someone in front of them who's really moving the country in the right direction, instead of cheering him and supporting him, they criticize him. They want to lose, and they are losers. And so Mark Sanford criticized Trump again and again and again. And so guess what? Mark Sanford lost yesterday. Mark Sanford, a very popular Republican congressman in South Carolina, where Republicans don't lose, lost to a nobody named Katie Arrington, who'd never run for anything, to my knowledge. And he lost to her because Trump sent out a tweet and said, this guy has been very unhelpful to me, and he's hurt me every step of the way, and he's denigrated me every step of the way, and I want you to knock him out of office, and Mark Sanford's done. So there you go. Another libertarian who enjoys losing, and you got what you wanted. Now you're a loser. Now you're a loser. On the other hand, Dennis Hoff in Nevada is the surprise winner of the country yesterday. In the entire United States of America, the surprise winner, Dennis Hoff, a brothel owner, legal brothel owner. Prostitution is legal in Nevada, in rural counties, not in any in the area of Reno or Las Vegas, but in all the rural counties, it is legal. And Hoff owns famous brothels. And he ran for office. His most famous one is called the Love Ranch Brothel. And he ran for office, and he won and defeated an incumbent Nevada assemblyman. And Hoff is now the Republican candidate. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Because you know what? He's a real fiscal conservative, and he's a good guy. I met him, and I really like him. I'm not commenting on what he does for a living. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't own a brothel personally. But all things considered, I'll take a guy who owns brothels that believes in lower taxes and making life easy on business people and killing regulations and killing licensing and making it easy to own a business and start a business and less expensive so the government doesn't put you out of business. I'll take a guy like that every single time over someone who is squeaky clean, has never been near a brothel, let alone own one, but believes in higher taxes for me. So Dennis Hoff was the winner in Nevada, my home state, and congratulations to Dennis Hoff. I had him on the radio show a while back. He's a good guy. A while back, 2 weeks ago, and he's a good guy. More good news. A radical plan to split California into three states earns a spot on the November ballot, and I think that's great. That is great. Wouldn't it be great if California was divided into three? The way they divided it was brilliant, because Los Angeles and much of the coast is in one state. So that would be a liberal state with two liberal senators the way they have it now. But San Francisco was buried in with all the Northern California counties, which are very libertarian and conservative. And I think we could actually win Northern California and have at least one, if not two, Republican senators. And then I think we absolutely would win what they call Southern California, which now would include Fresno, Bakersfield, Riverside, and San Diego, all conservative areas. So Southern California would be conservative with two Republican senators. Northern California, the way they divided it, would probably be one Republican, one Democrat, or two Republican senators. And then California would be the old California, would still be liberal, still be insane, still be socialist, still be crazy, absolutely nuts, like a bowl of fruit and granola. And so he would have two Democrats. So there's a chance that California would be divided into three. We'd have four Republicans and two Democrat senators and lots of Republican congressmen. So let's see if we can get this thing passed. Let's see if we get a victory in November. The other big victory was Seattle, backpedals on the homeless housing tax. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Amazon didn't like it. Starbucks didn't like it. And Seattle threw it out. A win for conservatives. More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano DeGeneva specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
War now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if I don't say it tomorrow, I'm sure I'll say it tomorrow, but I want to make sure I'm on record as saying it today. Happy birthday, President Donald Trump. Tomorrow's his birthday, and his birthday gift, I hope, is the release of the IG's report, the Inspector General of the DOJ, Horowitz. His report comes out tomorrow, castigating James Comey and Andrew McCabe and the FBI leadership. It could be really bad, or they might have redacted it and changed it, made it not so bad. We'll find out tomorrow. Let's hope it's a birthday gift to President Donald Trump. Happy birthday, President Trump. I said this on my radio show earlier. None of you may notice it, but I notice it. I'm exhausted. I'm not my usual effervescent self. And that's, I wanted to explain why. If you see me lagging a little bit today, of all the days, I'm doing 2 hours of TV, and I'm exhausted. The reason I'm exhausted is I was in a TV studio for 3 hours today, this morning. I got to get up at 5 in the morning, did a radio interview early, and then did two conference calls across the country, and then got dressed and put on a suit and raced to a TV studio in Las Vegas where I shot 3 hours of commercials, did 8 commercials for a super PAC to raise money for candidates that support President Donald Trump. It's one of the finest super PACs in the United States of America. I believe in their cause, and they've got me as the front guy, the spokes guy, to raise money for candidates, and you'll see some of those ads soon on Newsmax TV. So I'm very proud that I did that, but I'm exhausted. You have no idea. When a guy like me, I give 110%, man. 3 hours in front of a TV camera doing TV ads again and again and again. You got to do like 10 takes to get one perfect that everybody absolutely agrees we're going to keep. And then once you get the one perfect, everybody who's smart, every director who's smart in the business says, do one more as a safety just in case we've got two so we can choose among them. So you might do 9 that are good, and then you finally do number 10 that's perfect. And they go, okay, do 11 too. And if you make a mistake at 11, they make you do 12. Now, luckily, I'm good, and I really don't make mistakes. So I wind up doing 10 commercials maybe for each 6 to find one perfect one. So not each 6, 8 today. I did 8 commercials. So that was 80 takes in 3 hours. I'm exhausted. So 3 hours in a TV studio followed by 3 hours of radio and TV and you wonder why I'm a little bit tired, just a little bit. The average person would be lying in bed right now, rolled over in fetal position. Let's take some calls here on Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. By the way, if you're wondering where your favorite PAGS is, you know, my show is always the hour after this. I'm worn out, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and I PAGS on quick holiday and out off today. And so he was off yesterday and today, and so I'm replacing him today. We had a special with President Trump yesterday, and today it's Wayne Allyn Root replacing PAGS. But I'm always here the following hour. In other words, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. The next hour upcoming is the Wayne Allyn Root Show, worn out. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go with line two. Pat from South Philadelphia was on yesterday with his Philly accent and his Philly views. We like him. Hey, Pat, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great. Wayne, you, Joe Pags, boy, man, you fall in the category with Rush Limbaugh. How are we going to say about the freeloaders where I live, boy? They got a street down here. It's called Ninth Street. Ninth Street, Wayne, and on the other side of Washington Avenue, that's where Ninth Street runs through. They're all illegals down there. I mean, they're like roaches. They are like, let's say it's a sanctuary city.
I only want to interrupt for 1 minute, and I'll let you continue. I just want to say something. The average liberal that tunes in and hears us talking, hears you say, as an example, how terrible it is that they're all illegals in that neighborhood and they're all like roaches. They think that means we hate immigrants. And I just want to make sure that I say, we don't hate immigrants. I know Pat doesn't hate immigrants. I don't hate immigrants. I love legal immigrants.
Wayne,
we don't like illegal.
Wayne,
yes.
If they come in legal, I'm all for that.
There you
but
go.
When you're here illegally,
right,
you get nothing.
Agreed.
And they've been freeloading. You know how long they've been freeloading?
Long time.
And another thing, Wayne, before you leave me, about all that garbage in Washington. You know, I give a name for him to Pelosi, let alone is she a disgrace to her heritage, you know. But she's a loon. I call her a loon. The other guy in New York, he's another piece of garbage. You know, Chuck Schumer. And the guy that runs that city of New York, de Blasio, he reminds me of a big freak. And they got one of the worst governors, one of the worst governors, if he ain't better than the guy in California.
Pat, I'm betting you're an Italian boy, right? Are you Italian, Pat?
Boy, you said that right. Yes,
how did I know?
Sir.
How did I know? Because I knew you were offended by Italians who are big liberals like Cuomo, right? I knew that you were offended by that. Not Pelosi, another one that just is out of character. All the Italian friends I got, all my paisan, I was a Jew, grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, but all my Italian buddies are all conservatives. They're all good people, hardworking, and they're true embodiment of what the American dream is. I love Italians, my favorite people, but there's always exceptions. Nancy Pelosi and Andrew Cuomo are exceptions. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV, USA Radio.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a pair of immigration bills next week. One of the main reasons the votes will take place is Congressman Jeff Dunham, He joined Fox News to talk about the bills.
Accomplishes our primary goal, making sure that dreamers are protected from day one and that we actually have a path forward for not only those that signed up for DACA, but those that were DACA eligible and those that have aged into it. And we're doing it with border security, something the American public has been asking for.
In the last just over year and a half, President Trump and Senator Lindsey Graham haven't always seen eye to eye on everything. But there is one thing they can agree upon. President Trump had a very successful trip in Singapore.
President Trump has done more in 500 days to deal with North Korea than every president in the last 30 years.
The Dow lost 119 points to close today at 25,201. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 11.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, it's very rare I get a handwritten letter. I get tons of emails. I get over 100 emails a day from all you wonderful people at Newsmax TV. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show every afternoon, or I should say every evening at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 8 p.m. each night, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central time. Tonight I'm filling in for Joe Pags here, so I'm doing 2 hours in a row. Joe Pags will be back tomorrow. Great guy, good friend of mine, and a great star here on Newsmax TV, and I'm filling in for him today. But I got an old-fashioned written letter here, and I want to read it to you. I'll leave out the important names so nobody gets in trouble because I don't want this kid getting in trouble. It says, Wayne, I'm a huge fan of yours and a daily listener. So they're talking about my daily radio show. It's syndicated all across the United States. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, but it's the number one show here in Las Vegas. And this is a Las Vegas person, and they're I'm a huge fan of yours and a daily listener. Yesterday, you did a piece on a Las Vegas high school regarding the liberal slant on teaching our kids history, and I've got to vent. I could relate. My child is a junior at this high school. I'm not going to say which one, so I don't get anybody in trouble. Taking AP history, meaning advanced placement history. The teacher, and then they give the teacher's name, I'm not going to say it, is a huge liberal. He moved here from Iowa, where he was an active supporter of Bernie Sanders in the 2016 presidential election. Every day, he bashes Trump in class. Many of the class lessons are based on a history book written by a guy named Howard Zinn. Zinn is an anarchist that hates America. Zinn wrote the book, A People's History of the United States. It is hateful about our great country. This is a sensitive subject at our home. We have taught our kids to be proud of our great country. What they get at this high school, especially from this teacher, they put names in, I left names out, is a completely different slant. I just thought you might like to know that this case that you mentioned is not an isolated example. My student is getting an A in the class, and I don't want my student singled out and put on a hate list by the liberal teachers, so we put up with this situation. Wayne, keep disrupting things on the airwaves and keep up the great support for Donald Trump. He's making America great again, and so on and so on and so forth. You get the idea. Our kids are being taught by liberal teachers, liberal communist teachers, socialist teachers, Marxist teachers. They're beyond liberal. And you know what else they are? They're hypocrites. Here's a good example of why they're hypocrites. Seattle wanted to raise $47 million annually from 600 big businesses to feed and house the homeless. But dozens of those businesses funded an effort to repeal the tax, including Starbucks and Amazon, which kicked in $25,000 each, and it was repealed. The vote at a special meeting called by Council President Bruce Harrell is in Seattle, Washington, came less than a month after the council approved the tax of $275 per employee per year to help fund housing and services for homeless people. It also came as leaders of a referendum campaign to repeal the tax and preparing to submit their signatures. It's an embarrassing about face. Only a few weeks ago, the council members hailed the tax as an important step in Seattle responding to a homelessness state of emergency declared in 2015. So here was Seattle saying we're going to tax every employee of every large company and that'll pay for the homeless. And if they had done that to you and me, small businesses and average taxpayers, average workers, added a tax onto our lives, even if 90% of us were against it, they wouldn't have cared and they would have gone forward with it. And this is what happens in America. Taxes get passed every day and they don't care what you and I think. But if Amazon and Starbucks don't like it, well, then, of course, they got to repeal it because that's their biggest benefactor. Forget about the fact those two companies make billions of dollars and spend a lousy $25,000 to fight it. Those companies give big campaign contributions to all the politicians, and that's the real reason that that they fought it. So it's really just embarrassing to me. As much as I don't want a tax like that, I hate a tax like that, I would have fought that tax myself. As much as that's the case, I find it reprehensible that politicians raise taxes on little guys and nothing ever stops them. But the minute they raise taxes on big guys, multinational billion-dollar companies, those companies have enough money and wherewithal and manpower to fight it, and they usually win. We're always on the short end of the stick, you know? Let's take some calls. Let's take line three, Marie from California. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, great, Wayne, and thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that Whoopi Dandrew regarding the World Cup 2026. Barack Obama was unable to bring the World Cup to America, so we're not in it. So I'm not rooting for anyone except the United States of America, and it's America first. You know, it should be held here.
Well, I believe they're giving it. Aren't they awarding it to North America sometime in the future? Isn't that what's happening?
Well, it's not here.
Not now.
Everyone comes to America. It should be held here.
Right. Yeah, my understanding is they're giving it to North America. I don't know if that's America. Could be Canada. Could be Mexico. They're awarding it to North America sometime in the near future. I think, in the late 2020s. But it's not here now, and we're not even in it. The United States doesn't have a team in it, right? Right.
We're not in it.
Right.
So I'm not rooting for anyone. All right. And the next thing that I wanted to cover was a frustrating situation with Congress. Congress has Article 1. Congress is supposed to oversee everything. And I'm going to borrow a phrase from Brett Winnable, which I adore. They're not passengers on a bus. And we need Congress right now to we need a congressional oversight in Puerto Rico. And a congressional oversight over all these documents and everything that's happening in that White House. And there's Paul Ryan. Oh, boy, this Paul Ryan on his way out. He's playing games.
Yeah.
He's not doing the oversight that he's supposed to be doing. He's doing DACA before he leaves.
Here's the sad part. Paul Ryan is leaving. We know he's leaving. He's already announced he's stepping down. He will never run again. And so he's a lame duck House Speaker, and he should be gone. And instead, he's staying there and shepherding through this bill. That's what Marie's talking about, to pass DACA and not give Trump anything he wants or very little of what he wants. Trump wants full funding of a wall. Of course, got to be full. Never, ever, ever should we give DACA, pass DACA and give DACA out without full funding of the wall, plus an end to chain migration, plus an end to the visa lottery, and a few other things, too, that I don't think even Trump mentioned that I would do, you know, like birthright citizenship. I would end birthright citizenship just because you give birth in America doesn't mean that child's an American. Shouldn't. The whole meaning of the Constitution about that was they never intended anything about an illegal giving birth in America. They meant a legal person. Say you're on vacation in America. Say you're on a visa in America. And you're here legally and you give birth. You become an instant American citizen. They never envisioned illegals. There was no such thing in 1776. So it's ridiculous. The intent of birthright citizenship was never that illegals could come to America, meaning they're a criminal, they don't belong here, and the minute they get here, they drop a baby, and it becomes an anchor. Nobody intended that. So we should get rid of birthright citizenship in return if we're going to approve DACA. And also, once you approve DACA, even for all those things, I still wouldn't approve DACA unless the people who are let in are allowed to work. They get work permits. They never have to worry about anyone knocking on their door and sending them home. But on the other hand, they never get a chance to vote. You've given up your right to vote. You came here illegally. You should not vote. Or your parents came here illegally. So I would not let any of these people vote. I would just let them in and give them a work permit. But in return for letting them in and being nice, we got to get something. Full funding of the wall, end to chain migration, end to visa lottery, and I think end to birthright citizenship. And, of course, E-Verify we should get as well. All right, Marie, appreciate the call. Marie's a regular caller, nice lady from New Jersey, originally hailing from Puerto Rico. And she's seen the terrible mess in Puerto Rico. You know what that's an example of? Pretty simple. Government fails at everything it does. Government is just a failure. And you can't wait for government to save you. You can't. It just doesn't work. People of Puerto Rico found that out the hard way. Let's take some calls. We got so many calls. Look at this. The minute one goes off, another five come in. Let's take line four, Mark from California. Mark from California. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, you sound like the power hour is at full tilt right now.
I don't know. I'm pretty tired. If you were listening, I had 3 hours in a TV studio cutting TV commercials today for a super PAC to raise money for pro-Trump candidates, and I am exhausted. I'm fighting to keep my energy up, so maybe it's working because I'm just fighting so hard. I feel like falling asleep. I'm just tired. I left it in that studio, man. I gave 3 hours of 110%, as all of you know. Mark, you listen to me on this show or watch me on this show. You know I always give 110% everything I do, 180%. I did that this morning for 3 hours, so I'm a little tired for the last 2 hours of this show, not like my usual self. Anyway, I'm glad
Didn't you go also to the convention you were traveling and, you know, that all added?
Yeah, that was last week. That's old history, man.
It was the weekend. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, you try my life, man. That was Thursday and Friday of last week. That's ancient history to me. I'm on to the next thing. Anyway, what's on your mind today, Mark?
I want to talk about the California split, and I love the fact that Marie just called because it's immigration. Remember, the first show I ever heard of yours a few months ago was she was on there talking about DACA CACA. And here we go again.
Yeah.
But the reason why I called you was this: the Senate Intelligence Committee, the leaker, the 10th Senate Committee, the Senate Intelligence, to call that an intelligence committee, Senator Warner, remember, he's the rat that talked to the Russians. Remember, he runs the committee with Burr, who's out to lunch. So we don't want to forget about those guys there.
You know, I'm hearing music in my ear. Is that you, Mark?
No, it's you.
Oh, we're going out already? Is it already time to go out? Wow, that's fast. That segment went by in like a second. I thought we were still at minutes to go. So hang on, Mark. Don't go anywhere. I want to respond to your comments when we get back from the break. And by the way, the point of a break on radio and TV, the only reason we're on the air and you get to watch for free or listen for free is because we have these great sponsors. These great people who pay the bill and sign the front of the check so you don't have to. So make sure you listen to their ads, watch their ads, and support them. And go to them and call them and buy their product. And tell them you appreciate what they do for Wayne Root. War now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, we were just talking about amnesty and DACA and how stupid the GOP would be if they would pass DACA. And here's an article, the GOP establishment and Mark Short, who's a Trump official, are trying to stampede Donald Trump into an amnesty deal. Can you imagine the Republican Party's trying to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory? They've got it. They're going to win big in November, and they're going to win huge in 2020 with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket by a landslide, as long as they don't give in to these stupid liberal rhino establishment ideas. Can you imagine? You're going to turn us off and deflate the base, and no one's going to come out for you, and you're going to turn an absolute victory into an absolute defeat. How stupid could you be? All right, let's take some calls. We've got Mark still in line, line four. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. Refresh me your last comment, and let's get into it.
Well, I was talking about that. Well, it's all part of the same comments. Paul Ryan, Trey Gowdy, you know, they're protecting the swamp because they're moving into the swamp in a few months when they retire. You have Warner, who's head of the Russian, you know, the leaker, is 26 years is in that committee. So I would say that committee and all their staffers need to go under oath. Little Marco, remember when Warner talked to the Russians? Who defended him? Little Marco. And Burr goes to sleep, the Republican chairman.
Right.
So what do you think of that?
I think that there's mostly rhinos. I mean, here's the thing. Every time I think that I can't stand the rhino establishment Republicans, then I realize we still have to support them, because they're still so much better than Democrats. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. I can't stand Mitch McConnell. I just absolutely can't stand the man. But yet he's the hero who refused to buckle and take a vote on a Democratic Supreme Court nominee. So we got Neil Gorsuch because of him. Neil Gorsuch is because of him. Is it Gorsuch or Gorsuch? I never know. But either way, Neil Gorsuch, I think it is because of Mitch McConnell. So as bad as Mitch McConnell is, he's still better than any Democrat who would have, of course, you know, voted on a Democrat, an extreme liberal for Supreme Court justice. And then we'd be dead. It'd be 5-4 liberals on the Supreme Court. We'd be dead. Even the ruling just came in the other days, only because Mitch McConnell held out and Donald Trump named Neil Gorsuch. We got this great ruling the other day on purging the voter lists of dead voters and voters who have not voted in 6 elections in Ohio. And the Supreme Court ruled that we could do that. That was great news. Great news. It's all because of Mitch McConnell. So even when you have a bad Republican, they're still better. They're horrible, but they're better than a bad Democrat. So, you know, that's my answer. We're all bad guys.
Well, the better news is, like you just said, the AG report. Look, at the Democrats want you to think that you can't get rid of Mueller and you can't get rid of Sessions and you can't get rid of Rosenstein now. And I don't know if Trump missed the window there, because if Trump doesn't get rid of Rosenstein, this AG report, this guy's out of control. He's the guy that gets Mueller all his goodies. Trump will go, if Trump goes down, he did it to himself because he wouldn't pull the trigger. But I do want to talk about California real quick.
Go.
The jungle primary, now you see how poisonous it is. You see how horrible it is for Republicans and independents. Wayne, independents and libertarians, they're getting screwed just as bad as the Republicans. The Democrats control everything. Who's getting screwed?
Right. I mean, even the one race where Republicans got in, which is for governor, they got this guy Cox for governor. He's got zero chance to win. So it doesn't matter that he got in. He's going to one-on-one with Gavin Newsom. Good luck. Gavin Newsom will win that by a landslide. So, you know, it didn't help that we got one guy in, but in almost all the other races, you get two Democrats. This top two is a poison.
It's terrible. Schwarzenegger left this mess for us, and that's why Republicans are losing power, because we're not even on the ballot anymore. And this whole union thing, just watch what they do to poor Cox, just like the Jerry Brown did. The unions will smear, just like they did Meg Whitman, who turned out to be a knucklehead, but she had all the money. The unions just smeared the hell out of her early on. She never could recover, even with $200 million of her own. And this is the problem we have. So the Schwarzenegger really screwed it. I don't understand, but I'm starting to think the Democrats don't want the water. They don't want Republicans, you know, winning anywhere. And they got us by the throat here in California. But look, I just want to say the Chicago, there's a guy in Chicago you might want to help, the policeman running against Rahm Emanuel, because you know that Obama library, that's not the library. Obama lied to the citizens of Chicago. He's not putting a library there. He's putting a community center for Antifa and all those groups. Occupy Wall Street, this is their new home. Wayne, you're the greatest. I hope his library does not go to your alma mater at Columbia. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, my alma mater, but it's not Obama's alma mater, is it? He says he graduated class of 83 at Columbia, and I've always said, I guess he did, but never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Everybody knows me, the one big mouth conservative at Columbia University. No one ever heard of Barack Obama, no one. I mean, literally, no one. There's not a single classmate of mine who ever saw Obama, who ever witnessed an Obama at Columbia University. Yet he said he graduated class of 83 with the rest of us. Political science major, like me, pre-law, like me, never saw him. And yet, he might have his presidential library at Columbia. Well, I think that's been decided. It's in Chicago. But, again, the claim that you just made is that Chicago is not a presidential library as much as it's a community center for Antifa. I'm sure it's all the above. When we get back, we'll take more calls. I see that it's time for my hour on Newsmax TV, The Root Reaction. My hour is coming up. On Newsmax TV, around the corner. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's RootForAmerica.com. You can always email me. I read every one of my own emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax and tell me you like Wayne Root and you want to see more of me, War@Newsmax.com. And then my Twitter handle is RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot at Twitter, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. I'm Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We get back, we'll go to war.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Org.